When he did come home drunk, he showed his anger, and that's when his resentment came out. My grandma and my mom were abused and because of that. And then we hid away in fear until he would fall asleep.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Veronica has had her share of hardships. She knows what abuse is, what it's like to hide in fear, and the grief of losing unborn children. But through it all, she has found hope and strength in God.
Hi, I'm Veronica Moberly. I'm originally from Upper Nickley Indian Band, which is near Merritt, BC. The reserve is in two parts, called Koshana and Douglas Lake. I lived on Koshana. I was born out of wedlock, and I was rejected by my biological dad. That was a really hurtful thing, actually. It really ripped my heart, tore my heart, and at the same time, I almost felt some anger towards that, and knowing that this biological dad lived only an hour away from me and never tried to call me or never tried to write to me is a really, really hurtful thing to know about. And then meeting him again later in my life, I met him in person, and again, I was rejected. But to me, I've forgiven him. I pray for him that he will come to the Lord someday. But through God's help, I think he helps me to not to carry that on in my life. As a kid, I remember I really enjoyed being by myself. I fold up my mom's laundry, whether it was clean or not, put it in the dressers, and I'd like to help her with house cleaning and taking the bread dough off her fingers, sweeping the floor with a humongous broom that was taller than me, and meanwhile my sister, that was just 4 years younger than me, was a tomboy, and she liked to go and bury dead animals and go and play cars in the dirt and make mud pies. And my other sister was too young, so of course she was inside. And the members of my family, they drank alcohol. And so that was a really scary part of my life. And I didn't see any good results of alcohol. For example, like my grandpa always came home. When he did come home drunk, he showed his anger, and that's when his resentment came out. My grandma and my mom were abused and because of that. And then we hid away in fear until he would fall asleep. And I just, even, it's so clear even to this day how scary it was, and I didn't think that was a good thing for a child to go through, and I end up having nightmares. I'd be trying to crawl up the walls or something, trying to get away from my grandpa. And finally my mom had met a special man in her life, and we moved in with him. And he taught us a child's prayer. And that was about when I was about 9 years old. During that time, I went to a kids' Bible club. There was a missionary from North American Indian Mission. She had a kids' club, and I was told that I accepted the Lord, but to me, I was really wasn't sure of my decision. So at the age of 11 or 12, I guess I didn't really understand the Bible, but my mom sat down with me, and she read verses with me, and that's when I accepted the Lord. What I mean by accepting the Lord into my life, or just recognizing that I am a sinner and that I need to be saved, that I can't save myself from my own sins, and so just knowing that God sent his only son to come on earth in human form as a baby to eventually grow up to be a man and to die for my sins. He had to die so that we could be cleansed by, that I could be cleansed by his blood. And yet he died and then he rose again in 3 days. And that was God's gift to us. Although I don't deserve the Lord saving me, he saved me, and because he loved me, and he's the Father that didn't reject me. The Lord really blessed me with an awesome stepdad. He took both me and my sisters in as his own. And to me, I think that's a really rare thing that a man could do. And like, he always took us out on wiener roasts and made sure that we had fun, and we went sliding and we went traveling. And I think that was really special, because you hear so much about broken families and kids being put in foster homes or being separated, or just living always in alcohol homes. And growing up on the reserve, I've heard or seen young girls looking for love and end up getting pregnant before they even get married. I didn't want to live that life. I wanted to change that kind of a cycle and wanted to break that pattern. We struggled a lot financially. We didn't have a lot. We still had that peace. We had that love. We had God's providence. He always protected us. And I thought that was really an awesome thing too. And just the values that my dad and my mom gave us too, to work hard, to do things thoroughly, no shortcuts, to give all your heart and to have a good head on your shoulders and to think things through. And also, God had really blessed me with a talent of being an artist. I really loved doing art. Did correspondence course. I also went to a art program, a 4-year art program in BC. And that really went well, and I struggled some, of course. And I enjoyed that part of doing artwork. But there's also a void in my life. There's, like, in my Christian life, as spiritually, I wasn't really growing spiritually. And I think that's really important, because we can't, as a Christian, spiritually, we can't stay in one place in our maturity. We, like, as the speaker that I had went to hear, he talked about spiritual maturity and how babies, they don't just stay babies. They don't keep just laying on their back or crawling, or they gradually start grabbing onto things, and eventually they start walking with the help of their parent, and then they have that confidence to walk on their own. And I think of that spiritually. Well, that's what the speaker had said, that we can't stay there spiritually, that we can't just stay in one place in our Christian walk. We need to grow. And so that's where KBI came in. I had went to a their youth conference called North Quest. And that's where I had all my questions answered. Like, why, how did the students get financially supported or, and things like that. And this one student shared that, that you go there in faith, believing that God will take care of you and that he will supply. So I went in faith that God will supply that following fall. And so that's where God really stretched me and challenged me. Like sharing my testimony, I didn't really think anybody could grasp anything in my life that would be meaningful. And then towards the end of my third year of KBI in 2001, my second semester, well, I had been praying that God would bring someone into my life. And to my surprise, on that third year of my at KBI, God blessed me with Bobby Moberly as my husband. And through that, we did have happiness, we had peace, and we were just so happy with each other. And but there also are storms in our marriage as well, where we had lost our first baby. Didn't go too far, 12 weeks, and then we lost another baby. And then 2004, we lost yet another baby, and he was carried to 20 weeks. And we named him Rainy Dawn Moberly. I didn't really have, like, really much anger, or I don't remember being angry or questioning God. I just kept praying and kept hanging in there because God gave us the strength. And through all our storms and even the calm times, we just keep learning, and God keeps reminding you how strong he is.
There's no question about it. Life can be hard. In fact, it seems like we are either in the middle of a storm or approaching one. Maybe you're going through a storm right now. Do you know this strength that Veronica was talking about? Have you placed your hope in God? When you come to him through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, he saves you from judgment and brings you into his family. And as a loving father, he will carry you through whatever you face in this life if you'll stay close to him. We read in the Bible, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Is that true for you? If not, turn to him. We'd be glad to help point the way. If you'd like to know more, visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. If you're on Facebook, you can connect with us at Without Reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.